Hi, welcome to Bill Selleck Talks. My name is Bill Selleck, and this is me talking. This is the third part of our, 30-part series? The Rising Decline Redux, where I break down each track of my old punk rock band, Rising Decline's 2002 album, 15 years later, and look at it through an EdTech lens. So this next track, track two, Lego Planet, there's a couple things that really stick out to me with this one. So the idea of the song, Brent wrote the lyrics and the song, that's our singer and guitarist. The idea is that kind of no matter where you go in the country these days, these same towns kind of pop up almost like a build your own Lego kit. And it's like, and it needs a Walmart and it needs a whatever. And then there's a Carl's Jr., but then on the East Coast, it's a Hardee's. But it's the same exact kind of building blocks of a town and just how we're slowly kind of destroying the earth. And not a depressing way, but just in kind of a reflective, you know, kind of whatever way. But the things that actually really stood out to me looking at this 15 years later, our first marker, our drummer, this is a really hard song to play for him. So there's a break right after the first chorus where you hear him, just the drums, and particularly the kick drum, the bass drum, that low thing is really, really fast. And he did that like legit. A lot of times when you hear music, nearly everything is recorded kind of 5 seconds at a time, but he played through this whole song, not in one take, but in the take you hear is one uninterrupted, unedited take. And that's so cool. But the thing that actually, now that I'm removed enough from this song, I had like such ownership of it and was so proud of what we wrote. Looking at it now, I'm really surprised by how I needed to break the rules of what a bass player did, which is what I played in this song. And so much of it was to break the rules just because I could break the rules and I wanted to do my thing because it was my thing. And I think looking back, like the implication for the classroom, particularly with technology, is knowing when to break the rules and when to follow them. So the chorus of this song, when the vocals go into the city walls and it gets up super high, the bass guitar is not playing a typical bass thing. It's like do 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 do. It's playing up really high. It's playing on the, there's four strings on a bass. It's playing the top two only, and they're playing them together. So they're really, actually, it's a really complicated bass line that sounds really interesting and really cool. And because it's playing up so high, the bass, the low end of the song completely cuts out, and in not a good way. I think what should have happened is if I wanted to play the, you know, the high, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, instead of the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, if I should have played the high part, then on the recording, I should have also played the do-do-do-do, the low part, and I didn't. And so, you know, when I listen to it now, it's just like, wow, that just doesn't work. And at the time, I was like, you know, and here's the music theory that goes behind it, and this and that, and here's why it's a good thing, and yet it just doesn't work. And yet there's a part right at the end of the chorus where is it? So right when Brent goes, when it's become, then the whole band goes da 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 da. And usually music, almost always with rock music, music written in four, and so there's four beats per measure. So, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. If you've never counted along with music, you can almost always count to four. But in this case, right after it's become, do 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 do, that's just that's half of a measure usually. So it's a measure of two instead of a measure of four. And then we keep going, and it goes back to four where it goes, you know, wasteland under skies once blue, and on and on. I'm not going to sing it. Don't ask me to. But right between those parts, it's not four. And that part I think is brilliant. It propels the song in a really interesting way. So in that particular case, we definitely broke the rules by having two instead of four. But then, man, I really needed to just learn when to follow the rules and have the bass line play a bass part, or maybe add an additional bass. Maybe that would have been an interesting way to break the rules. I don't know. I don't know about that. There's one more part, if we can just kind of do like a VH1 storyteller's part, that I love about this song. The breakdown, there's all kinds of sound effects where it's like a clock ticking, you know, part. And we're speaking it, which is very like late 90s, early 2000s punk rock, where there's like this instrumental part with like voices going on. At the very, very, very end of it, Brent yells, "Doye!" And that actually comes from the movie Iron Eagle. Do you remember this? Maybe 85? Where the bad guy at the very end of the movie gets blown up by the high school kid that steals a jet to save his dad, which is like a ridiculous plot. And right before the bad guy gets blown up by the teenager in a jet, the bad guy has like an interior cabin shot. The bad guy goes, "No, yay!" And then they go, "Yeah, we win!" And then he goes and saves his dad and wins. So that's why Brent went, "Ndoye!" He had been saying it since 85 when Iron Eagle came out. And we listened to it after this recording, so like 2004 maybe. We actually watched the movie, 2003, I don't know, whatever, after this recording. And keep in mind, this was, you know, like 20 years of Brent going, "Ndoye!" And now I say it, and now my kids say it. You know, 15 years after that, when something happens where you're like, "Wah!" But in an exciting, triumphant kind of way, but also like, "Oops, but yay." All of my kids and me go, "Doye!" So we listen to it, and as it turns out, it's been like a 15-year game of, or 20-year game, however long it was since Iron Eagle in this recording, of telephone, where the more he's repeated it, the more it's become a thing. In the movie, do you know what he says? The bad guy goes, "Ah!" He doesn't remotely say, "Ndoye!" But that's what happened over the course of 20 years of Brent saying, "Ndoye!" So that happens in there. That's like a little Easter egg going on. And I don't know that there's like a takeaway for EdTech, but that's just too funny of a story to not share when I'm, you know, telling the story of this song. So hope you enjoy the song Lego Planet. That will be the fourth podcast episode, so a standalone episode. And this is the third one of the series. If you've not gone back and listened to, I encourage you to go and listen to the first two episodes, which is track one of the album and me explaining track one of the album. So thanks for joining me on the crazy idea of doing a 15-year anniversary reflection with a lens towards EdTech of the Rise and Decline album, Socially Acceptable Disaster. My name is Bill Selleck, and this has been me talking.